It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Israel has carried out a preemptive strike on Iran. Explosions were heard northeast of the capital Tehran early this morning. Israel's defence ministers announced a special situation, adding they struck dozens of military targets, including nuclear targets. IDF spokesperson Effie Deferin says they were left with no choice.
We are operating against an imminent and existential threat. We cannot allow the Iranian regime to obtain a nuclear weapon that would be a danger to Israel and the entire world. This operation is for our right to exist here, for our future, and for our children's future.
Reports from India say one of two black boxes has been found after an Air India plane crashed in Ahmedabad yesterday. Chris Lomas is a pilot and aviation specialist at Flight Radar 24. He's told us those boxes are important.
One is the flight data recorder, which records the inputs that were made by the crew, the configuration of the aircraft, which systems were active and how they were working. And in addition to that, you have the cockpit voice recorder, which records all sounds. So that's the discussions between the crew, as well as the discussions between the crew and air traffic control.
Air India has confirmed 241 people died after the flight crashed. And police have come under attack for a fourth consecutive night in Northern Ireland as disorder spread through multiple towns. Missiles were thrown at officers following a protest in Portadown, continuing a trend which started earlier in the week in Ballymena. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, Lucy Cowart here. Friday is just the best. I get to help you wend towards the weekend with this amazing music. This next piece is no exception.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The City of London Sinfonia playing the minuet from Boccherini's string quintet in E. And before that, Simon Rattle had the baton in hand for the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra as they brought us Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma Variations. Merry morning to you from me, Lucy Coward. It's Early Breakfast on Classic FM, Friday, June the 13th, the only Friday the 13th of 2025. Make the most of it. I've, of course, now been reading about superstitions in classical music, as both Rossini and Schoenberg were frightened of the number 13, and Pavarotti would only go on if he'd found a bent nail backstage beforehand, which he'd then keep in his pocket for his performance of any great opera house. But don't wear purple to the opera in Italy, which is where we're going shortly, actually. Heads up in case you're getting dressed right now. And our next conductor, Richard Bonning, was, by his own admission, superstitious too. But when asked what he was most afraid of, he answered, people. Thank you. The Valse Lente from Sylvia by Delibes on Classic FM. Richard Bonning directed the new Philharmonia Orchestra. Thank you. Mozart's overture to the Magic Flute, played by Sinfonia Varsovia, with Yehudi Menuhin in charge. And so to our Dawn Chorus this morning on Classic FM, and it comes with a mention for everyone taking part in the Ealing Music Service and Symphony Orchestra Harmony in Diversity Choir Rehearsal this weekend. 1,400 children all getting together to practice their programme, which includes Carmina Burana, the finale of Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, world premiere performances. It sounds an epic feat, but what an experience for you all to say you've performed at the Royal Albert Hall in London. I hope the rehearsal goes really well. Likewise, the actual performance in a few weeks' time. The Choir of York Minster leading today's Dawn Chorus on Early Breakfast this morning, which was If Ye Love Me by Thomas Tallis, Robert Sharp with the baton in hand on Classic FM. It's Lucy Coward with you. Good morning. I asked earlier if you could tell me the best sunrise that you have ever seen. And David from Cardiff has sent a text to 61812 saying, good morning, the best sunrise I've seen was at 10 to 7 in the morning above Castle Beach in Falmouth. I know exactly where that is. Wow. He says the rising sun was three separate colours, cream, beige and orange. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much, David. The sun well and truly up now. And here is Sibelius. The Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra delivering the ballad from the Karelia Suite by Sibelius, the conductor, was Susanna Malki, who says the best thing she can do before she ever goes on stage to conduct is take a nap. I think we can apply that to a lot of things in life, Susanna. It's Classic FM, and on the way next, well, it's a chapter of a story, so you can settle in with that if you like.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Catalan folk song, The Mother's Song, performed by Matthias Schulstad. And before that, Simon Rattle was in charge of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra this time as they played the Chinese dance from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. This is Classic FM. Another lovely sunrise story from Rory in Yeovil. He says the best sunrise I've ever seen was during my deployment to the Falkland Islands in 1989. I was stood in the Asblast quarry on the Stanley Road, ready to take my dump truck for another day of laying rock on Elm Street on the edge on a crisp, cold morning with a cassette Walkman playing Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamonds.
Thank you.
Zipoli's Elevation on Classic FM, performed by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra. Now, it's Father's Day this Sunday, and of course, we will be celebrating dads and father figures across the UK on Sunday morning from 7. Tim Leoro and then Ale Jones from 10 will be taking your dedications to those important men in your life and playing music with father and son themes. Think Bach and his sons, and Mozart the father, Mozart the son, the Lion King as well. Then in the afternoon, Joanna Gosling and Stephen Mangan will continue in this vein with music from The Godfather and a performance from The Mariners, conductor dad Neville Mariner and clarinetist son Andrew Mariner. It's going to be a lovely day. Let us hear now then from the man dubbed the father of the symphony. It's Joseph Haydn and one of his, well, let's say musical offspring then. Thank you. The second movement of the Clock Symphony No. 101 by Joseph Haydn, the Orchestra of St. Luke's had Charles McCarras in charge. And with that, it's time for the latest news on Classic FM, after which there'll be some boating and a jig and a Parisian courtesan.
Classic FM.
Hensley, tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a tiger from £5 a month, helping to reduce poaching and restore their vital habitat. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Tiger and help bring our world back to life.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Israel has launched a series of airstrikes on Iran, targeting the country's nuclear program. A number of explosions were heard overnight in the capital, Tehran. State TV has reported the leader of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard has been killed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the assault struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
The US says it wasn't involved in the strikes. Iran's supreme leader has warned Israel will face severe punishment. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the site in Ahmedabad where a London-bound plane crashed. It's been confirmed there was only one survivor from the 242 people on board the Air India flight, British national Vishwas Kumar Ramesh. A number of others were killed on the ground. Javier Shergill from India's governing BJP party says it was a devastating day for the country.
It is a national tragedy, is a national loss, and the entire country is mourning. India cannot come to grip with the reality that less than under a minute, 241 lives were lost.
Northern Ireland has seen a fourth night of disorder, with police coming under attack again. Disorder that began in Ballymena on Monday has spread to other towns, including Portadown last night. High Court judges will rule later on a challenge against the government's imposition of VAT on private school fees.